parsha we have a lot. The sugyas of Avraham Avinu are from the most beautiful sugyas in the entire Torah. It's parshas of Lech Lecha, Vayera, Chayisara, Mamish, parshas to cherish. There should be a certain chen that a Jew has at this time of year. He speaks about his father, so when he hears about his father, touches his heart. It's meaningful. The person should be touched. Halavai from the sugyas of Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov. Let's focus a little bit on perhaps which is the most integral and meaningful part of the parsha, which is the mitzvah of Bris Mila. The Mila which is given to Avraham Avinu. Chazal tell us that Gedoyla Mila, something about Mila which is very great. That the shakol connected kol mitzvah satayra, and it's really not so relevant on a day-to-day basis in the life of a Jew, because it's a mitzvah which is done before we're bar das, and it's only something which really comes around in life when a person, Baruch Hashem, is married and he has children, he has a child, a son. But in terms of pnimius, although this mitzvah is somewhat dormant, not an active part of a Jew's life, in pnimius it's very active. So let's speak a little bit about the oimek of Bris Mila, perhaps how it pertains to this time of year, the Hainu Tishrei and Cheshvan. Before doing so, let's turn our attention for a moment to a Rashi at the end of next week's parasha, Parashas Vayera, the very first Rashi in the Sugya of the Akedah. The Torah begins here, Vayehi Acha Hadvayim Ha'ila, that Hashem is testing Avraham with the Akedah. So Rashi's bothered, quoting Chazal, what's this added lashon of Achar Hadvarim Ha'ela after these things seems superfluous? So Rashi quotes two pshatim. Let's focus on the second one for a moment. Achar Dvarav Shel Yishmael. Apparently there was a conversation which took place between Yitzhak and Yishmael. What was Yishmael telling Yitzhak? Shehayim Ispoyer al Yitzhak. Shemol ben Shleishes Rishana v'loy Micha. So Yishmael is playing the I'm better than you game, and he says, I had a bris at 13, you only had a bris at 8. So Amar lo Yitzchak, so Yitzchak replied as follows, Be'ever echad atah miyareini, you're trying to embarrass me or to strike fear into me because of this one Eiver. Ilu Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if Hashem would just say, Zvach at b'cholofanai, bring yourself as entirely as a korban to me. Vayisim Yaakov, I wouldn't resist. So after these words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was listening. Yesharim the Satan was listening. And this put the test in motion. By the way, it's just a limud, the chlal, the Baal Shem Tov brings out. Everything which we speak, which we convey, which we allude to, is important and is remembered in Shemayim, and we create the nisyonos or the judgments in our lives based on how we talk, how we act. Everything is mida keneged mida. The Ein Makom L'Harech B'Zeh, it's just an important inyan to bring out as we're passing by this Maya Makom. Getting back to the inyan itself, what kind of new conversation is this? It's in Yitzhak and Yishmael. Yishmael says, my bris mila is better than yours. And Yitzhak replies, yeah, maybe. But if Hashem would say to bring all of me, then I would bring my entire self to Hashem Yisbar. Needs a little bit of hezbo, what's going on here. Just to kind of paint the perspective as to the vital importance of the Bismillah to Klal Yisrael. Let's go back a chodesh or two to Elul and to Tishrei. We know that there are 365 days in the solar calendar, and they correspond to the 365 Leis HaSeis in Tayr. For example, the Zohar Kodesh tells us that Tisha B'Av, what Isser does Tisha B'Av correspond to? So the Zohar says it corresponds to Gid HaNasha. And the Zohar says a remez to that, but the Torah says that there's an iser of eating es gid hanasha. But the Zohar says es is Rosh Hashanah is Tisha Av. The Zohar says, based on this, anybody who eats on Yom Kippur, on Tisha B'Av, it's as if he eats from the Gidon Asher. So every bite that a Jew takes, Chalila V'Chas, on Tisha B'Av, is like a bite out of the Gidon Asher. So the Sasema says, which mitzvah corresponds to Yom Kippurim? So the Sasema says, it's none other than the mitzvah of Bris Milah. And there are many connections between Yom Kippurim and Bris Milah. If you want to see a very beautiful understanding of this, you can take a look at the Kutei Halachos from Rabbi Nasan. Yom Kippurim, I think, Simin Dalit. For example, first off, Pirkei Avot Elazar tells us that the Bris Milah of Avram took place on Yom Kippur. One of the allusions to this is that the Torah tells us, Be'etzim HaYom HaZeh, Avraham was Mal himself. And that's the same lashon that the Torah uses by Yom Kippur. We read the Parsha of Arayas by Minchan Yom Kippur, which is of course associated with Shmiras HaBrit. Yom Kippur is the day of the Chasima, and the Bris Milah is called the Chosam. The Torah tells us that when the Aaron HaKohen goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim on Yom Kippurim, Bizois Yavu Aaron Al HaKodesh, with this, and Chazal say Bizois Ein Zois Al HaMila. In fact, on Erev Yom Kippur we say, in the Slichas, although very short, we say Machar Yihiyah HaOs HaZeh. Tomorrow will be this os. So apparently Yom Kippur, which is tomorrow, will be this os. And there are very few mitzvahs in the Torah which are called os. One of them, of course, is Bris Milah. Bris Milah is called an os. V'chassam v'ois Bris Kodesh. In fact, one of the things which we say on the night of Yom Kippur in the Slichos, we say Habet la Bris v'al tefen la yetzer. The Pashtub Shad, Habit La Bris, means look at the Bris, Bein HaBasarim, the covenant between Kutcher Bichu and Klal Yisrael. But in Pnimius, Habit La Bris means take a look at the Bris Mila, Va'al Tefen La Yetzer, and ignore the Yetzer, ignore the Satan. In fact, there are two Midrashim which support this understanding. One is by Yonah, that when Yonah was in the Me'i Hadag, which we read about on Yom Kippur, so the Midrash says, Amar Yonah, Lifnei Hashem Yisbarach, Ribono Shel Olam, Im Einu Beino Leveinan. He's referencing Nineveh and Klal Yisrael. If there's no difference, if you can't find any difference between us and them, Ela Mila, other than Mila, Kedai Shelo Epol Biyadan. It's Kedai that we shouldn't fall into their hands. So he's pointing Kadosh Baruch Hu to the Bris Milah. But even more than that, we find in Vayikra Rabbah that it says that when Eliyahu wanted to be Mechayim Esim, on who?
Yonah.
On Yonah. It says, some Panah Ben Birkov, it says that Eliyahu put his head between his legs. Why did he do that? The Medrash asks, Lama Sam Panah Ben Birkov, why did he put his head down opposite his legs? Because he said, Amar Lefanu Ribono Shel Olam, Im ein lanu zchus, if we don't have any zchusim, habet lebris milah. And Yonah had a chiyus from that. Yonah was that child, Chazal say. So Yonah, who's Chazal say is the Talmud of Eliyahu Navi, he's like the child of Eliyahu Navi. We see the correlation between Eliyahu and Yonah, that they're both pointing towards bris milah. This is the inyan of Yom Kippurim, the koyach of bris, that we turn to bris milah, the day of the chasima, the paskin, the chayim for the Jewish people, and everything else on the Umay Sayla. Now, of course, Bris Milah is associated with Eliyahu Navi. And in fact, the whole tkufa of Chodesh Elul has a shayachis to Eliyahu Navi. It's important to note that Chodesh Elul is really a 40-day month. Although Tishrei begins on Rosh Hashanah, the Bnei Yitzchak and the Sfarim HaKadoshim tell us that Elul doesn't end until Yom Kippur. So really the 10 days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur is still the previous year, going into and up to Yom Kippurim, Yet the current year, the new year, is beginning on Rosh Hashanah. So there's that kuf of 10 days where it's like a double year. I wanted to explain once that since it's the beginning of the year, it's like a bechor. And a bechor is no till Pishnayim. So the beginning of the year is like the bechor, which is no till Pishnayim, the previous year and the current year. So now, Chodesh Elul is a 40-day month. Like it's Marumis, we know the famous Rashi Tevis, Ani L'Doidi V'Doidi Li. What's the Sophie Tevis of Ani L'Doidi V'Doidi Li? It's four Yudin. Yud, 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 which is Gematria 40, which as far as I'm saying is the 40 days from Rosh Chodesh Elul until Yom Kippur. So you see that Elul is 40 days. And of course we know the significance of 40, the creation of the Vlad and the B'mei Imai, the formation of the new year, which is taking place during those 40 days. So Sifri Yetzirah tells us that each month corresponds to a Shevet. And there's a machlokes amongst the Mefarshim, the Arizal, the Ravid, even Rav Tzadik, they all have different days as to how to break up the 12 months corresponding to which of the Shvatim. Can't say that we paskin like the Arizal, but the Ari says that Chodesh Elul corresponds to God, Shevet God. And although we don't really know that much from the Torah, and the words of the Torah, Pashup Shad is to who is God and all the Nyanim of God. We know the brachas which he gets, God Gedud Gidanu, that he's a warrior, but who Yogud Akev, even the Akev is Mashba, the Ikvisa, the Akev of the Shana. So perhaps the most prominent figure who emerged from Shevet God is Eliyahu Navi. Because Eliyahu, the Medrash says, comes from Giladi, it's called Eliyahu HaGiladi, and the city of Gilad is in Shevet God. Although there's a machlekes in the Medrash, and even in the Gemara implies that Eliyahu is really a Kohen. Another Medrash implies that he's from Shevet Binyamin. It's a whole bilbo about Eliyahu Navi, which is very befitting for Eliyahu Navi. But it would seem from the Pashup Shad that Eliyahu HaGiladi is that he comes from Shevet God, which gives an immediate association to Chodesh Elul. So the connection we can see very clearly is that Elul is a Zman of Tshuva. And of Eliyahu Navi, we say that he's going to come b'sayif hayamim. That he comes from Ma'ir Tshuva between father and son, and son and father. And of course, Yom Kippur is also the end of the days, the end of the days of the year, not just the end of the days of time, but the end of the days of the year. So there's that presence of Eliyahu Navi, which is Yom HaKippurim, Yom HaTshuva Lakol, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mavtiach Tshuva to Bnei Yisrael. That's, by the way, by Motzei Shabbos, we find Eliyahu HaNavi, because that's also called the Seif HaYamim, the end of the week. We have Eliyahu HaNavi on Motzei Shabbos. I wanted to say, that's pshat, perhaps in your communities, if it's not in your communities, I'm sure you've heard of it, there's father and son learning on Motzei Shabbos, yeah? Anybody ever father and son learning? Yeah. That has to do with Eliyahu HaNavi also. What does it mean? V'heishit levavos sabonim. It's fathers and sons, right? So there's Bechin of Eliyahu Navi, so there's Heish Levav HaSabanim, Levanim HaLavos. So I'll get to this week's parasha because we have Terach and Avram Avinu. And Chazal say that Terach was Nesayr to do Tshuva because of Avram. That the Kech that a son has to be'or his father to Tshuva, that's Bechin of Eliyahu Navi. In fact, we know that the source of Vidui in the Torah comes from Parshas Kisavo. Well, that's not the only vidui, but we read about it in Chodesh Elul, of course. Kisavo falls out in Chodesh Elul. And it says that one who brings Bikurim has to make a vidui. And the very first lashon that a Jew brings when he says vidui is Higadati Hayoyim Lashem Elokecha. Higadati is a lashon of God, Shevet God. That the vidui has a shayches to God. Inyan of Haggadah. In fact, the Tiferet Shlomo brings from a Mer after. During the days of Tishrei and Elul, there's like a chiyuv almost to be Masker Eliyahu Navi, because we count on Eliyahu Navi to be Ma'ir Eschusin and to be Malo the Tfilas of Bnei Yisrael. The Baal Shem Tov has a remez, and although the Baal Shem Tov, we don't have many Ramazim from the Baal Shem Tov, we have just Tyres really from him, very few Ramazim. One remez which we do have is that the Baal Shem Tov says that when you blow a Tkiya Pshuta, he says to have in mind that Pshuta is Gematria Eliyahu HaNavi Zachor Latov. So now we've understood that, of course, Yom Kippur has a shaykh is to Mila. And Yom Kippur has a shaykhis to tshuva. And this concept of it has a shaykhis to Eliyahu HaNavi. And this is very befitting because we know Eliyahu HaNavi is the Malach of Bris. And he's also the Malach which will bring tshuva at the end of days. Now the correlation between tshuva and mila is explicit in the Torah. Because in the parasha of tshuva in Torah, in parashas Nitzavim, the Torah describes tshuva as a mila. Anybody know the pasuk? Umal Hashem alokecha es levavcha ves levav zarecha. Torah says that you have to do a mila. You have to do a mila to your heart. To your heart and the heart of your children. Which is, of course, again, that relationship between banim alavaisa. Es levavcha ves levav zarecha. And it's goofy here, Rabbi Yisai, that we have one of the very famous Ramazim Tachodesh Elul. Umal Hashem alokecha es levavcha ve'es levav is Rashi Tevos Elul. So here you have a remez to Elul in the Rashi Tevos, which is referring to Mila, which is describing Tshuva. So you have this whole tkufa here of Elul, Yom Kippurim, Tshuva, Eliyahu HaNavi, Bris Mila, coming together in that time of year. Now, what's the significance of Eliyahu HaNavi as it pertains to Bris Mila? The Rama writes in Hilchos Bris Mila that it's important when choosing a Mohel and a Sandik that they be Tzadikim. We know choosing a Sandik is a very big deal. But the Rama also says to make sure to find a Mohel who's also a Tzadik. Now, what's the significance of the Mohel and the Sandik being Tzadikim? This child is very impressionable. And the Bris Mila leaves a roisham, a physical impression and a spiritual impression on the child. Now, who will create that impression is giving of himself to the child. We know there are many stories of tzaddikim, let's say the Shpola Zeda, that Eliyahu HaNavi was his sandik, Baal Shem Tov was his sandik, and Mela, all the scooters which are involved with that. Everybody tries to be mahadir, to have a sandik toif. And the sandik is moisir nefesh to try to be by the bris because it's the first crack at the child and it's super important. But also mayel too. Now the mayel, when he does the bris mila, he doesn't rely on his own sidkis to do the bris. He calls upon Eliyahu HaNavi to come and to be mesayeya in the bris, to be mishtatif in the bris. What does he say? He says, Eliyahu HaNavi, hinei shalchal lefanecha, Amoyel al yamini v'samcheni. In fact, the Zohar says that unless the Moyel calls for Eliyahu HaNavi, he doesn't come. There has to be a chair which is designated for Eliyahu HaNavi, and he has to call for Eliyahu HaNavi to come. And Eliyahu HaNavi comes, and he says, Amoyel al yamini v'samcheni. This is a very interesting lashon. Amoyel al yamini v'samcheni. Stand by my right side, which is the hand which will do the bris. V'samcheni. And give me a smicha. Give me smicha. It's interesting to note that the Rishonim say that if we lost smicha nowadays, so how are we supposed to revive the smicha in the times of Mashiach? So one of the Rishonim learn, I believe it's the Ravid, that lost a lovo, Eliyahu is a musmach. He's in the chain of smicha from Moshe Rabbeinu. So since Eliyahu HaNavi will come at the end of days, so he's going to be the one to revive the smicha. So it's interesting. Amoid al yamini v'samcheni, right? Here the Eliyahu is coming to give us a different type of a smicha. So the Moel is asking Eliyahu HaNavi to be mishtatif in the bris. It's merum is even in the word amoid. Amoid is gematria 120, which is gematria Eliyahu HaNavi. Visamcheni is from the word soimech. Soimech is also gematria 120, gematria Eliyahu HaNavi. So here you have amoid ayamini visamcheni. He's calling upon Eliyahu HaNavi. And the reason why he's doing that is because the Gemara tells us that from the moment of the Bris Mila, Rav Nachman says in the Gemara that a child is deemed the Ben Olam Haba. That he's zeichet to his tzidkas, he's zeichet to his nachalat, his chelek, and the Eretz Achai. He's deemed a tzaddik. The Chazal say, v'amich kulam tzaddikim. That every child is a tzaddik because of the nekudas, habris, which he receives on the day of his bris mila. So who else better than the tzaddik, the chol adoros, the Eliyahu HaNavi, to come and to leave a lasting impression on the child? He creates that simen on the child, which he's going to need. Because the whole Indian of smicha, you have to understand the whole Indian of smicha. Smicha means soimich noiflim. That if a person falls into a matzav of nefila, The koyach of smicha means that you're going to have a rebound. You're not going to fall into a place you can't pick yourself up. And the Indian of Abona Yemeni V'Semcheni means that the Leonavi is giving a koyach to the child, that although he may fall very far and very deep and low, he's going to be able to eventually have an aliyah. To have an aliyah. That's Mikayach Leonavi's Roshim, which he leaves on the child. That's why we say B'Shas HaBris Al Kein B'Shar Zayis Kel Chai Tzireinu Poydeh She'eris Yididinu Mishachas Laman B'Shar Shasam Yifsareinu. That the schus of the Bris Milah to pull a Jew out of Shachas, to pull him out of Gehenna. The Bris Milah is a person's safety net, that no matter what, he'll have a tikkun lasa level. Like the Zohar says, before a Jew goes into a deep pit, he needs to have a very strong rope. And the first thing that we do as a child comes into this world is we makasher him to a very high place to ensure that before he's able to be a bar das, to make many mistakes in life, that no matter how many mistakes he's going to eventually make, he's tied to a very high place that will be able to pull him up no matter how far he falls. And that's what we find in the beginning of the coming parasha, Parshas Vayera. The Torah tells us that Hashem appeared to Avram, V'hu yoshe pesach oel kochom hayom. And Chazal see an allusion here that Avram sits at the Pesach to Gehenna, pulling Gideon out in the schus of the Bris Milah which they have. Which is the smichas between Parshas Lech Lecha and the beginning of Vayera. That Avram was gemalt, he had a Bris Milah, and then he sits at the Pesach HaOyel. Now that he has a Bris Milah, he can sit at the Pesach of Gehenna, pulling Gideon out of Gehenna. Like we said, Poydeh She'eris Yedideinu Mishachas. That's the Koyach of Bris Milah. Fata takes the pasuk which we say Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabayis LaDavid. We say Mabetza B'Dami B'Ridit Yel Shachas. So you can take the pasuk like this. David HaMelech is saying Mabetza B'Dami. Why do you want my blood? What's the point of my blood? The blood of Bris Milah. So he answers B'Ridit Yel Shachas. When I go into Shachas, when I fall into Gehenna, that's the reason why you want the blood for me when I come into this world. Otherwise, it's Mama Shapella. The second a child comes into this world, you start maiming him and cutting him up and spilling his blood. What did he do already? But the teretz is that you're making an investment. It's an insurance policy. This inyan of Bris Milah, which reveals the nekudas tzaddik of every Jew, which makes sure that there's a spot in the Jew's neshama which cannot become tainted forever, is Nisgale on Yom Kippur. This is really the whole secret of Yom Kippur. Just like the Torah says by Bris Milah, Be'etzem HaYom HaZeh, what does the Torah say also by Yom Kippur? Be'etzem HaYom HaZeh. More importantly, what Bris Milah shows is that a Jew is essentially good. He's essentially good. Essentially, he's a tzaddik. The amich kulam tzaddikim. That he's a ben alam abba. In which case, if he makes mistakes, it's not me who's making the mistakes. It's my yitzahara. It's outside factors. Like the Gemara says in Brachos, Ritzoneinu lasas ritzonecha. We really want to do your will, Hashem Yisbarach. But the Sa'or Shib Isa and the Shibin Malchus Ma'ake, there's a big bad yitzahara. There's also Shibin Malchus. We live amongst the Gayim. They're messing with us. So they're causing our mistakes. But the etzem a Jew is completely tar. And that's what Yom Kippurim comes to be megala. Yom Kippurim is connected to Bismillah, like the Sfasem has taught us. And it's megala, the nekudas hamila, which is that really every single Jew is a tzaddik. And this is the whole secret of the Korban, Seir LaShem and the Seir LaZazel. Like the Maral writes, based on Chazal and the Medrash, that the Korban LaShem is connected to Yaakov, and the Seir LaZazel is Esav. And what we do is that we take all the Averis of the past year, and we put it onto the Seir LaZazel, and we give it off to Esav. So the Mazel Nad, and we give it off to Esav. How can you do that? So it says the Maral, that the etzem every single Jew is good. That's the Skal Yom Kippur. A Jew is completely pure. Yaakov is an Ishtam. So therefore, when the schus of every single Jew is in the Skal Yom Kippurim, that's when you can take all the Averis which Yaakov did and give them to Esav, because it's really the source of Esav. It's really the Malach HaMavis, it's really the Yitzhara, it's really the Shibun Malchis, it's all outside factors. A Jew essentially is good. That's the Skal Yom Kippur. Hence the separation between the Lashem and Lazazel. So the Chazal tell us that when a Jew does Tshuva Meira, it turns all of the Averos, which are b'mezid, into what? Into Shoigigim. Now, since he's at Yom Kippur is a day of Tshuva, and these are the days called the Yom Noraim, it's the days of Yira, so you can at least count on the fact that the Tshuva Yom HaKippur is a Tshuva Meira, which turns all the Averos, which are b'mezid, into Shoigigim. Why, just some Xeris HaKasuf? Teretz says no. That Yom Kippur is Megala, that essentially a Jew is Tahar. And therefore, every single Avir was not really a Mezid. It's really just a Shogeg. Every Avir of Mezid becomes a Shogeg. So what's the very first thing, almost, which we say on the night of Yom Kippur? V'nislach l'chaladas b'nei Yisrael v'lager hagar b'secham ki l'chol ha'am b'shkaga. V'nislach. Every Jew should be forgiven. Ki l'chol ha'am b'shkaga. Everything is a Shkaga. Everything we did was a Shogeg. And if you take a look at the Sofei tables there, ki l'chol ha'am b'shkaga, ki ends with a yod, l'chol ends with a lamed, ha'am ends with a mem, b'shkaga ends with a hey, what does that spell? Mila. So the Sofei tables is teaching us that the kayach, which brings out that every single thing which we do, every aveira, even a mezid is really a shage, is m'kayach the bismila, which is the skal in Yom Kippur. So therefore, Rabbi Yisai, the Bismila, Chazal call a simen. And a simen is very important in Hilchos Hashavas Aveda. Because even if a Jew becomes an Aveda, if he becomes lost from his father in heaven, comes along the Anavi, V'heshiv, Leibanam Alavaisam, he returns lost children to their fathers. It's the Indian of Tshuva, because Bismila is a simen. It's a simen which allows for Tshuva, for Hashavas Aveda, to return children to their fathers. And that's what happens to Yom Kippur. Every single Jew becomes like the Avos HaKadosh Yom Kippur. You really see what a Jew is about. Really, he's like the Avos HaKadosh. And therefore, you're familiar with this teaching? Chayev Adam Loimar, Masa Yagiu Maise, Lamaise Avayase, Avmins of Yaakov. Every Jew has to yearn and to aspire and say, when will I be like my forefathers, Avmins of Yaakov? You know where you find that Chazal? Tana Dvei Elio. He's teaching Elio Navi. He's the one who's the Heshe Banam Alavos. He brings the children to the Mile of the Avos. When is that? On Yom Kippur, B'schus HaBismila, because Eliyahu Navi is the Malach HaBris. So hence, just a remez, V'tzadik B'manasa Yichya. Right? Chavakuk came, V'hamidin Alachas. Happens to be that Chavakuk was revived by Elisha, who was also the Talmud of Eliyahu Navi. So Chavakuk said, V'tzadik B'manasa Yichya, which is Niskal Yom Kippur, that really every single Jew is a tzaddik. So that's Gematria Eliyahu Brismila. So that tzidkos, which is Niskal, is in the schos of Brismila de Eliyonah. Let's turn our attention for a moment to Yitzias Mitzrayim. By Yitzias Mitzrayim, Hashem says to Moshe, I want you to take the unanimous sign. Moshe says, you got the wrong guy. It's not for me. Shlach no biyat tishlach. Send somebody else. So Moshe is making a suggestion. Who is he asking that Hashem should choose instead of him? So there are many different opinions in the Mefarshim. The simple explanation is that he's saying, take Aaron HaKohen. Since Aaron was already the Navi and the leader of the Jewish people before Moshe came on the scene. So take Eliyona. Take Aaron HaKohen. Don't take me. Another pshat says, take Nadav and Avihu. Interesting. Take Nadav and Avihu. Targum Yonasan says, take Eliyonavi. Take Pinchas. We know Pinchas is Eliyonavi. Take Eliyonavi. Now, why is Moshe suggesting Eliyonavi? The pshat pshat why is because Moshe says, listen, why do we need all these goluses? We don't need all these goluses. Let's just end it right here. Let Yitzias Mitzrayim and let the Shibun Mitzrayim be the final golus. We don't have to go through Abba Goliuses. So instead of waiting, just send Eliyahu Pinchas now and just call it a night. But in Pinyas, the reason why he's calling upon Eliyahu Navi is because Moshe and Eliyahu have different chunos. There's Eish and there's Mayim. Moshe is compared to Mayim. Because when Basi takes him out of the water, what does she say? I'm calling him Moshe. Kimina Mayim Mishisihu. The Moshe has a kesher to Mayim. And Eliyahu Navi has a shaykhis to Eish. Because Eliyahu went up as Sarah, the Eish HaShemayim. and he brought down Eish at Har Carmel. Eliyahu is the Shaykhis to Eish. And what's the mention of Moshe, Eliyahu, Eish and Mayim? That the Teva of Mayim, the Gemara says, is to go down. Which is why Torah is compared to water. Because water has the tendency, the Teva, to go into low places. That's exactly what Moshe did. He took Torah from Shemayim and he brought it down to this world. That's the Teva of Mayim. To take things which are high and bring them down. The Teva of Eish is the opposite. The Teva of Eish is to go up. That tells us that really, Mayim slash Moshe goes down, and Eliyahu slash Eish goes up, which is why Eliyahu was taken by an Eish, went up to Shemayim. So here Moshe says, listen, you want me to take the Jewish people out of Mitzrayim, to take them up, Hamalcha Meretz Mitzrayim, to take them up and out. So you don't need me, I go down. You need Eliyahu who goes up. So Hashem says back to Moshe, no. I need you and I need Eliyahu Navi. You know why? Because the Jewish people are not on ground floor. They're not ground level. They're deep, deep down. So I need somebody to go all the way down, and then I'll call upon Eliyahu Navi to bring them up. So I need the combination of Mayim and then Eish. But I need you to go all the way down. I need you to go in front of Paro, into the lowest places, in the filth of Mitzrayim, to go all the way in there, so that Eliyahu Navi can come afterwards, and to come and lift them up. So it's that combination between Eish and Mayim, which I'm going to need. Which is why, Makas Barad, Chazal tell us, was what? Combination of Eish and Mayim. That they made Shalom. There was a Shalom between Moshe and Eliyahu Navi. In fact, Moshe Eliyahu is Gematria Eishu Mayim. So therefore, Moshe Minu says, Shlach Nabi Atishlach. Send Eliyahu Navi, and Hashem says, you're right, I'm going to need him too, but I need you to be a part of this also. So on the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim, what do we have? Moshe takes us out, but who comes to every Leil Seder? Eliyahu Navi. So Hashem really answered his request of Shlach Navi Yatishlach. I'm going to take Eliyahu Navi, but I need him only for the time to come out of Mitzrayim. So that's why on the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Torah tells us, how did the Yidden leave? Vayehi be'etzim hayayim azeh. Hoitzi es b'nei Hashem es b'nei Yisrael mi'eretz Mitzrayim. Al tzivay sam. And the very next pasuk says, Kadosh li kol b'char petah korechem b'nei Yisrael ba'adam u'v'abehema lihu. Lihu is osios Eliyo. So Eliyo is mishtatef in Yetzias Mitzrayim. But it's a combination between Moshe and Eliyo. Then in a certain sense, Moshe is the Mayo. Chazal say the Moshe was the one who bismal al b'nei Yisrael. But Eliyahu is mishtatef, that's called the Amar al Yamini v'samcheni. Eliyahu is mishtatef, he's Amar al Yamini v'samcheni. Moshe is the Mayo, but he needs Eliyahu to be a part of it too. If it's not just a coincidence that we said before, that Eliyahu Navi is Gematria 120, these are 120 years of Moshe Rabbeinu's life. Eliyahu has a very strong shayiches and a kesher to Moshe Rabbeinu, that it's that shutvis. Between Moshe and Eliyahu, which brings B'nai Yisrael Mitzrayim. And what's interesting about the Koyach of Eish, we said before, the Koyach of Eish is to go up, but one of the other qualities of Eish that has the Koyach of Hispashtos, Eish spreads. Whereas Mayim contracts, Mayim is from a Tzimtzum, as the Koyach to be Mitzamtzim, ice, things which are cold, contract. Whereas Koyach of Eish and heat is to expand. The Medrash tells us that every part of the human body, of the Jewish body, has an orla. The eyes have an orla, the ears have an orla, the feet have an orla, the hands have an orla. For example, the Torah tells us about Moshe Rabbeinu that he was orel sfasayim, that there's an orla in his mouth. There's not only, you're not only called an Oriel because you have a klipa, a covering on the makom habris. Every part of the body really has an orla, that it's really concealed and it's clogged up and it needs to be opened. And so therefore, when a Jew gets a bris mila on the eighth day of his life, it's not just, mila is not a mitzvah which is just one and out. Like the mitzvah is over there. It's the beginning of a lifetime of Mila. that it begins in a tiny place called the Makom HaBris, a tiny Pesach. And our job, that's a gift from our Father, that's a freebie. What we need to do after that is to be mamshech the koyach HaBris, our entire lives, to go from the Makom HaBris, that it should be mespashet on every single part of our body, the koyach of Mila. Because like we said before, Mila is tshuva. And what we really want that the Mila should go is to the heart. Because the heart is the melech on all the Evarim. And if the heart could do tshuva, like we know, levavo, yavin, v'shav, that the heart is the place of tshuva, that if it could be machnes the koyach HaMila into the heart, then you're zeicha that the koyach HaMila and tshuva will be mespashet on all the Evarim. And that's pshat and pasuk, like we said before. Umal Hashem Elokecha es levavcha. That we want that the Mila should go to the heart, like we say every day. V'yadata hayoim v'hashivaisa elavavecha. The tshuva means v'hashivaisa elavavecha. To take and bring to the heart. Because the heart is the nucleus of the entire Adam. This is pshat which we say, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Bnei Yisrael, Psach li Pesach kechudo shel machat, v'ani eftach lachem kepischa shel ula. Open for me just a tiny, tiny hole, which is the Makom HaBris, and if you do that, ani eftach lacha kepischa shel ula. Like, big openings for you. We start with the Bris Milah, and that will ensure us a level that Hashem says, I'm going to guarantee you tshuva, don't worry about it. As long as you're a gemalt, that you have a Bris Milah, v'amech kulam tzedikim, you're ben alam abba, you're going to have a tikkun. Eftach lacha kepischa shel ula. Like an opening of a hallway, I'm going to open up for you, Hashem says. This ability to be mamshich, the Bris Milah, from the Makom HaBris, all the way to the heart, that the Bris should travel, b'koyach ha'esh, versus whether or not the Bris Milah is a very pointed, very specific, and ending mitzvah, is the difference between Mila b'pnimius and chitzonius. Mila b'chitzonius is just an external Bris Milah, which is not really Mila as it is in pnimius, the real Mila. That's somebody who has a Bris Milah, and he says, okay, Yaitze Zayin. Bris Milah on the Makom HaBris. I'm out. Bris Milah b'pnimius means that a Jew, that Mila which he receives on the eighth day of his life, he sees that as a Heschala to be Mamshech the Bris all the way to the life. And he lives a life of Mila. A life of Bris Milah. It's a life of tshuva. Getting back to the conversation between Yitzhak and Yishmael. What does Yishmael say to Yitzhak? It says Yishmael was mispar al Yitzhak, that he was glorifying himself, he was showboating. Shamal ben Shloshes Reshana v'lemicha. I was gemalt at 13 years old and I didn't protest. What did Yitzchak say? You think you have something over me with one Mila, with one Aver? If Hashem would say to me, Zavach atzmacha lefana, give your whole self, lo ha'isim akrav, I wouldn't say no. Not just a petty machlekes. Not just who's better than the next. It's not just like a street brawl. This is Yitzchak telling Yishmael, your Bris Mila is mamash chitzonius. Because all you are is just one day that you have a bris at the age of 13 and then you're done. That's Mila b'chitzonis. I have a bris Mila b'pnimis v'haraya that I carry my Mila from the Nekudas HaBris and I live a life of Mila and I brought it to my heart that if Hashem would ask me to give myself up, I would give myself up. That's the real Mila. That's called Mila d'kedusha of Bnei Yisrael, which separates us from Limas HaOlam. That even if they want to have a bris Mila, that's just a mockery. It's just an imitation. It's just a fake. They have nothing on us. Just because they have more tsar, they think that it's a bigger Mesiris Nefesh. A Jew leaves a life of Mesiris Nefesh. That he sees that it's an Avodas HaChayim, that from the eighth day is a day to the day he dies. It's a life of Bris Milah. To take that Nekudas HaBris until the lave, that it should be an Ish Pnimi, an Ish Milah. This is the Soid of Bris Milah. This kayach comes from Eliyahu Navi. Eliyahu, the fact that he's Amar al Yamini v'samcheini, he makes the bris that it's not just by Rabbi XYZ who does the bismillah. It's Elyonavi who does it. And he's machnis a premius into the bris, which will allow this child, mikoyach that roshan, to be mamshech, the bris which he receives on that day, all the way to his heart. And that's inherent by the Akedah. Because at the very moment that Yitzchak is on that mizbeach, and he's going to be geshechted by Avram, his father, what does the Torah say? Vayishlach Avram es yado, vayikah samachel es shchita p'no. This is the moment of Mila. This is the moment of Shchita. He's about to shecht Yitzchak. Yitzchak has given himself entirely over. B'schus what? B'schus the Mila. Now take a look at the Rashi tables here. Vayishlach Avram es yado is a yod. Vayikach is a vav. Es is an aleph. Hamachelis is a hey. Lishchait is a lamid. So the letter is Elio. But right there at the moment of the shechting, which is the milas halev, which is the vital organ, which is going to end the life of Yitzchak, this is the secret of Mila. That koyach comes from no other than Elio Navi. In fact, the Medrash tells us that Elio Navi wears a belt. It's called the Ezer Elio. And the belt of Elio Navi comes from where? From the hides of this isle. The belt of Elio Navi, that he wears the ore, the hides of this isle around his waist. The reason why he wears it around his waist, you could say pshat as follows. What's the significance of the Ezer Elio, the belt of Elio? So we know halachically a belt is supposed to separate, it's a gartel, to separate between what? Between the heart and the makom ha'erva. Shelo yira yilibo es ha'erva, the Gemara says. All right, in halacha, if you don't work out this, we'll somech on the underwear, what is it called? Strap. Yeah, that elastic band. That's every Jew needs it. It's not just like a, it's a halacha. Shelo yira yilibo es ha'erva. So it's supposed to create a separation between the lev and the erva. However, there is a maila for the lev to see the erva, because there's the erva of the erva, but there's also the mila of the erva, and the mila is kadosh. So the ability to be able to be mafsik the lev from the erva, but yet to be able to allow a passage for the lev to be connected to the mila, that's called Ezer Elio. That it's a mafsik she'eno mafsik, that it knows how to be mafsik which needs to be kept out, but to allow in which is supposed to come in. That's the secret of the Ezer, the garth of Elio Navi. This kesher between to be mamshech, the bris until the lev. So it could be that Yom HaKippurim, this is the day of Bris Milah, but Bris Milah in an oifen that what? That it's nichnas, in pnimius, inside of a person and goes to his lave. So therefore, by the end of this tkufa, by Shmini Atzeres, which is Simchas Torah, the reason why we dance on Simchas Torah is to show, with all of our body parts, everything is to show that the Nekudas HaBris was nichnas into the lev, and therefore it's mispashil al-kol ayvar. Which would explain why the Zohar says that Yom Kippur is a choysam, and Shmini Atzeres is a choysam. The Bnei Yisrael talks about this. Yom Kippur is called the chasima of the bris, but Shmini Atzeres is the choysam on the lev. That it's machnesit b'pnimius, so that when you come to Shmini Atzeres, every part, kol atzmaisei taimarna, because the Nekudas HaBris of Mila was nichnas into the person, the gamri. Now let's move into Chodesh Cheshvan for a minute. We know Chodesh Cheshvan is called Chodesh Bull, the Navi says, because of the Mabul. Mabul, we know that the Mabul began on the 17th of Cheshvan and it ends on the 27th of Cheshvan. It's a whole year the Mabul has a shayches to the month of Cheshvan. It's interesting that we know that Noach is Nitzah. Noach is saved from the Mabul. Why is Noach chosen? So Hashem tells you. Tzadik lefanei bedor hazeh. Noach is a tzadik. What does it mean, tzadik? We know the klal by tzadik always means shomer bris. Tzadik is somebody who's shomer bris. Noach lived in a generation where there was complete kilkul, there was a rayus and zima left and right. Noach preserved his kedushas habris, therefore he's chosen. Which means to say that even though Noach lived in a world of shachas, in a very, very low place, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mekayim HaNoyach, HaNoyach, the saying of, the Hatzal Yedidis Sherina Mishachas, He pulled him out because of the Zchus HaBris. Just like he pulled the Yidden out of Mitzrayim, the Zchus HaBris. Everybody was gemalt on the night of Pesach, and from that they came out. Right, to go up is the Zchus HaBris, like the Zohar says, Mi Yala Lanu HaShamayma. To go up is in the Zchus of Mila. Mi Yala Lanu HaShamayma, it's Rashi Tevis Mila. And we know Elio went up to Shamayim. Right? That's Elio, the Malach HaBris. So Neach also was Zechet HaTzalah, because of the Bris Mila. It's interesting, the Zohar says, the Teva of Noach da Yom HaKippur. The Teva of Noach is called Yom Kippur. That in a world where there's a marble out there, the Nekudas HaBris saves a person. We find by Yonah also, we read about this on Yom Kippur, Noach was thrown into the water, he was in a marble, and he was saved, like we quoted before from the Medrash, and the Chos HaBris Mila. It's Chos HaBris Mila. Now we know, there's a halacha, the Gemara tells us, Asir Litein Shalom B'Beis HaMerchatz. You're not allowed to give Shalom. Shalom is the name of Hashem. You can't say Shalom in a Beis HaMerchatz. You can't say Shalom in a Beis HaMerchatz. So you could say, you could darshan like this. That really, we know Tishrei is filled with Torah mitzvahs. Filled with Torah mitzvahs. It's talking for mitzvahs, Chazal tell us. It's like the Beis Knesset and the Beis Medrash. The whole month is shifted B'Beis Hashem Koyim Echaya. That's what we say on Tishrei. Halavai, every month should be like Tishrei. Cheshvan is like a Beis HaMerchatz. There's no Yom Tov at all. There's not even a Tainus. There's zero. Efes. It's like a Beis HaMerchatz. But it's mamish like a Beis HaMerchatz because it's a marble. And the marble is a bechina of a Beis HaMerchatz. It's a big rechitza. So since it's a Beis HaMerchatz, it's asur litein shalom. There's no shalom, there's no kedusha in Cheshvan. It's like a bechina of a Beis HaMerchatz. However, there's one thing the Gemara tells us in Menachas Mem Gimel Amud Beis. What does the Gemara tell us? Bishash Shenichnas David LeBeis HaMerchatz. When David came into the Beis HaMerchatz, V'ra'a Atzma Arom, and he looked at himself and he said, "I'm naked, I'm bare." Amar Oili Sha'amayd Arom B'lei Mitzvah. Woe to me that he should stand here without anything, without any mitzvahs. He doesn't have his tzitzis on, he doesn't have his tefillin on, he doesn't have a lulav in his hand. The Kevan Shenisker B'mila, when he reminded himself of his mila. Nisyashva daitai, calmed himself down. La'achar sheyatza, when he left, Amar aleh hashira, he said a shira on the Bris Mila. So we see that even though a Jew is in the Beis HaMerchatz and he has no mitzvahs, he still has Bris Mila with him. This is something which he takes with him. That's exactly this nekud the Rabbi say, that in the Beis HaMerchatz you have a Bris Mila still. That's the hamshacha from Tishrei into Cheshvan. That in Tishrei you celebrate in Yom Kippur, the Zchus HaBris, and in Shmi Yatzeres you celebrated the Hamshacha of that Kedushas HaBris until every part of the body. So Cheshvan doesn't eat a Yontif. Cheshvan is a Beis HaMerchatz. But in the Beis HaMerchatz, David the Malach says, Sasana Echel Imasecha. I could rejoice about the Bris Mila. And when he left, he sang a Shira. And it could be that the Shira upon leaving the Beis HaMerchatz is Chodesh Kislev. That's called leaving the Beis HaMerchatz. And we say Halal for 8 days on Chanukah because the 8 days is Keneged Bris Mila. So although you didn't say Halal on Yom Kippur, because Chazal say in the Gemara, how could you say Halal on Yom Kippur? It's the time that the Sifrei Chaim and Sifrei Meisim Suchim. So where is the Halal from Yom Kippur? Where is the Halal for Bris Mila? This is the 8 days of Chanukah Keneged Bris, because the Yivan Ragoiz Allah Bris, the Simchas HaBris. This is the Shira, this is the Halal. Which emerges after the Yitzhiya from the Beis HaMerchatz, which is Cheshvan. As you could say, today especially, Chodesh Cheshvan. Cheshvan is the 8th month. Starting from Nisan, Cheshvan is the 8th month. And the 8th, of course, is Mila. That it's suggesting that although there's no Yontiv, it's a Bechin of Mila, it's a celebration of Mila. The Mila can go into the Beis HaMerchatz, which is called Chodesh Cheshvan. But especially tonight, tonight is Ches Cheshvan. It's the 8th of the 8th, of which the Gemara says that a Talmid Chacham was mortal to his ghost. The Gemara says that a Talmid Chacham is allowed to have a gaiva, Shminis Shebishminis, an 8th of an 8th. 8th of an 8th, he's allowed to have a gaiva. So the gaiva, the Kedusha that every single Jew has, is called his Bris Mila. And he needs that gaiva, because if he falls into a very low place of depression, of sadness, like David HaMelech and the Beis HaMerchatz, woe to me that I have no mitzvahs. We at times feel that way. We feel like we have nothing. We have no schesim, we have no mitzvahs. We're not davening the way we're supposed to. We're not learning the way we're supposed to. So So a Jew, all he needs to do to be mechazik himself is to look at the bris. And that's his gaiva. Shminis shavishminis. That's ches cheshvan. Especially tonight. It's in a kuda where the koyach of shmini is niskalim. So like David HaMelech says, the Gemara tells us, kevan shenizkar b'mila, when he remembered his mila. So the reason why Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is called Yom HaZikaron is because we're supposed to remember it the whole year round. This chos ha-mila, that inherently there's a special kedusha that every single Jew has, which is v'amech kulam shadikim v'shavizeicha, that as we plow forward ahead during these coming months where there's no yamim tovim and there's no mitzvahs, the more that we remember and that we have the zikaron of the bismila, we should be able to be ma'or than the kudas ha-tzadik within us, to makash ourselves, to the heilige days behind us, and to be zeicha to see with our own eyes the coming of Eliyahu HaNavi together with Mashiach Tzidkenu, may have a Amen.